From NPR News, it's Day to Day. It has been an interesting week for Apple's iPhone. That's the $500 Uber gadget that makes calls, it plays music, it can surf the web. It's set to come out in June. This week, Apple received FCC approval for the iPhone, but the company's stock took a huge hit after a press release came out saying there was a delay in the iPhone and it wouldn't be ready until October. Turns out that press release was a hoax. Here to tell us all about it is Marketplace's Bob Moon. Bob, first of all, tell us what exactly happened after this phony news release started circulating this week.
Yeah, this all began shortly before 10 o'clock Wednesday morning. Somebody sent an email that looked like an internal Apple news alert claiming, as you say, that this launch of this phone was being pushed back from June to October, not to mention that there would also be a delay in the release of the next version of the operating system for Mac computers. One blog site posted the details and even added a little spin to it that this news had been passed along from within Apple's own internal email system from a trustworthy source. Well, the stock trading frenzy that this triggered cost Apple shares to drop 3% in value. That may not sound like a lot, but as you mentioned, when you translate that into the value of the stock, it amounted to a plunge in the company's market capitalization of $2.8 billion, and that all happened in the course of about 6 minutes.
That's a big hit indeed. Who was the culprit behind this hoax, and why did he do it?
Good question. We don't know that, and neither Apple nor the Securities and Exchange Commission are saying how or even whether this might be investigated. If there was unusual trading activity ahead of this bogus report, they do have a way of going back and finding it. This is reminiscent of a very similar hoax that happened back in August 2000. Somebody posted a news release using a public relations wire service, and it was announced that a federal probe into a computer networking company was being launched, that the CEO was resigning. Well, that company's stock took a $2.5 billion hit. That nearly wiped them out because this company was so small. It took the FBI just a few days to announce an arrest in that case, and they determined that a former employee of this startup wire service had faked the whole thing. Ironically enough, recently TV investment guru Jim Cramer took some flack for suggesting that some people could float false rumors about delays in the iPhone. Now, this happened late last year. He was careful to stress that that would be illegal when he spoke in an online interview on the website TheStreet.com.
Bob, there seems to be a certain irony to all this. There's all those ads with Mr. PC guy and Mr. Mac, and the Mac guy always jokes about how it's, you know, completely, it's not vulnerable at all to viruses, but then there's this hoax, you know? It seems a little sad. As far as we know, even with this hoax, Apple iPhone is still on schedule, yes?
Yeah, that's what Apple indicated when it shot down this bogus report.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.